As a team, we all know that there are certain UX activities that are usually done in real time when people get together in a single room. That happens when, you know, new ideation happens, or when there is research organized, or when there is training. And these sessions are extremely hard to replicate in real life through Skype, screen sharing, etc., because it's just hard to replicate human interactions. I know you're good at such methods because you've done them a while. Can you give us a brief overview, maybe certain models, how such workshops can be held and sessions can be organized?
I can give you an example, a fairly recent example that might illustrate it. So I was working for a large company, and we were introducing some new tactics. So one of those tactics was early planning. And we wanted to do some customer journey mapping of a pretty long and rigorous process in their industry that they were trying to figure out how to problem solve and do some innovation for. They wanted to make basically shorten the process and use their software to improve their customers' planning capabilities. And it was really long. You know, it was probably one of the more complex journey maps I've ever done, and just happened to be the one that they were learning on. So it was the first time many of them had a chance to explore that technique for understanding a customer's experience. And it was also the first time that they really had a chance to sit down and really review these personas that we'd spent some time developing. And so there were kind of two things going on at one time. One was just introducing to the culture that there's a perspective on their customers that's different, that they can take to start doing their product design from. And the other was tactics. So tactics in this case happened to be journey mapping. And we had a room like everybody does. We had a very long, wide wall that was blank, and we had some butcher paper up and lots of different stickies and, you know, Sharpies, and we did the kind of routine design thinking approach of just mapping out these different journeys, exploring and doing discovery as we went along the way. And it was a team of about 12 to 14 people were in the room. They come from all over the place, all over the globe to be there. We spent 2 days doing the activity, and the results were great. I mean, I think we ended up with something new for the company to think about, a new tactic, but also I think the outcomes in terms of learning and applying a new tactic to their planning for product design was successful. So it was successful to the point that they wanted to repeat it as kind of a repeated practice for all the product design in that part of the company we were working in. But they looked at the cost of the journey map, and you know, if you really calculated out how much it cost to be in that room, you know, materials were pretty cheap. We had sticky notes and paper on the wall, but we had to digitize all that. We had to take it back to our different offices and sort of synthesize it and then represent it back. And overall, it was probably $70,000 to $80,000 journey map. And to take that cost and multiply that across all the different products they were building and all the different releases they wanted to do was prohibitive. And they realized the value of the activity, but they also realized the cost was going to be very difficult to justify, given where they were at that time in the company. So we started to explore. So we saw it as a collaboration problem, really. I mean, it ended up being, even in the room, collaborating on the problems we were trying to solve was hard. So now we're saying, look, we can't do this for every single project. We can do it for some of the really, really important ones, but the others are going to have some other way to accomplish the same ends. And we started to explore these collaborative visual platforms like real-time board and Mural, and there's a bunch of them out there right now, all doing kind of the same, providing the same kind of service, which is basically getting teams to feel like they're in front of a whiteboard together doing collaborative work. It's very visual. It's very tactile. Everybody's working in real time. And we spent about a quarter doing a pilot of several of these. The short story is, I know we need to be aware of time here. Short story is, we settled on one. We rolled it out to the product division that I was working in at the time, and it really did change how people worked. Not even, first of all, with the distributed teams, it helped because we could use that platform for, you know, feeling like we're in a room together anytime, anywhere we wanted to, without planning a trip, without doing all the, you know, the travel and entertainment, the T&E stuff you have to do, just the whole burden of like getting somewhere and getting to the room, retrieving the information, bringing it back and shaping it into another, you know, insight. That was expensive. So we started to see pretty quickly that the efficiencies were high in terms of just logistics. But I think more importantly, team members who had not collaborated deeply in a visual way before started to really get it. Like it became a way to work that was pretty new to the company, but was really immediate. I think it provided immediacy to the team members who were, in some cases, may have not had a voice on the team in the past, but suddenly they were in this visual platform. They were able to share their ideas in a different way. And there were a few immediate quick benefits that made the platform to be of interest to lots of other parts of the company.